time for BT's Beginner Triathlete of the Month podcast. I'm Kevin Patrick. There are lots of ways to spend your weekend nights and mornings, and not a whole lot of them are healthy or productive. Jorge Martinez of Watertown, Massachusetts can attest to that. But the way Martinez spends his free time now is a lot different than it was a few years ago. So much so that he's become a coach, an active member of Beginner Triathlete. Those are just a couple of the reasons he was nominated as B-Tier of the Month and won the award. Jorge joins us now. Jorge, congratulations on being named a Beginner Triathlete of the Month. Hey, how are you doing today?
Pretty good, thank you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. I know that you've been active with BT for a while, but how did you become a triathlete to begin with?
Well, that's kind of like a turning point in my life. I used to be very active when I was young. I came to the United States sometime in like 97, and through college I wasn't very active. I was pretty much enjoying life, going out with friends and doing the whole party scene. And eventually after college, one of the my best friend and my roommate at the time, he started training for the Boston Marathon. He was a runner, and I remember I used to mock him because he would like wake up very early to go and, you know, train and in the rain and the snow. I'm like, what are you wasting your time? Let's go out. But eventually, he raced the Boston Marathon. I was there with some friends cheering up for him, and while I was there, actually drinking some beers with friends, I got this like epiphany of like, huh, there's so many people running, and there were some different sizes and shapes, all young. So I'm like, I think I could do this. So that day I'm like, all right, I'm done with the whole party thing and I'm going to start training for something. At the time I wasn't very fond of running, so I was talking to a friend and she mentioned triathlons, for which I was not very familiar with. So I went to Google. I started looking at what was triathlons. Around that time is when I found BT, and I started doing some research. I bought some books, and you know, I signed up for a triathlon. And 6 weeks later, I was finishing my first sprint. So that was pretty much how it started.
What was that first race like? Was it a smooth experience or a big learning experience?
It was. I would say it was a little bit of both. Again, I'm very like, I go all out when I want to do something. So before I did the race, I read a couple of triathlon books already. I think the first one I read was the Triathlon Training Bible, which pretty much I think is everyone who starts doing triathlons read it. And using BT with a bunch of the members in there, I was just like trying to soak as much information as I could. But yeah, you know, I did the sprint race was the Holliston Sprint Triathlon, which is a little longer than a sprint. The swim is like half a mile, the bike is like 15 miles, and the run was 5 miles. So I did, you know, have a few mistakes, rookie mistakes. I pinned my number on my shirt before the race, so of course, when I was trying to put it on, I pinned both sides of the shirt so I could get it in. And when I was sort of like pacing for the race, I was trying to not go crazy so I wouldn't blow up. But I was, most of the things that I read before the race was more like Ironman oriented, and this was a sprint. So obviously when I finished the race, I couldn't go faster. But it was a fun experience. As soon as I was done, I knew that I wanted to do that sport for a long time.
How did things progress from there? Did you think about longer distances or just going faster?
Well, I just, I've always been like methodical with what I do, and I've never been one that, you know, goes overboard about what I think I could do in the future. I start taking like one step at a time. So I just start looking for other races and follow the normal progression. I went from sprint to Olympic, and then I went to Olympic from to half Ironman. And as, the more I get to learn and experience the whole sport, I knew that it would take me a while before I would really want to do an Ironman, because I wanted to work on my fitness, let my body adapt to the whole training. And to be honest, I never been that excited about doing an Ironman. I just think it's just too long and sort of boring.
What was the discipline that was toughest for you to learn of the three?
I would say swimming, because I didn't really have a swimming background. I did some swimming when I was young, but there were more like simple lessons, nothing as established as, like, you know, you guys have up here in the United States, that you, through like elementary school, then high school and college, you can join different teams and you can like further your development. So mine was very like, you know, summer activities that I did when I was very young just to learn how to swim. I did a couple of very small competitions, but my technique and my ability was very, very limited. So, and then that was when I was between 5 and 10 years old, and then I never did it again. So when I started swimming for triathlons, it was a rude awakening, because I couldn't go more than 25 yards without stopping. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to die in my race. And it's like 6 weeks away. But again, I ended up reading a lot. I bought another couple of books, Total Immersion. And then I started meeting some people and they gave me some pointers. And eventually I managed to survive.
I've heard people say that if you don't have a background in running, you can become a good runner. If you don't have a background in cycling, you can become a good cyclist. If you don't have a background in swimming, you can only become adequate. Is that true, or do you buy that as a coach?
I don't think so. I think, like, for sure, if you grew up as a swimmer, you're going to be ahead of many athletes, because you don't have to invest that much time at learning how to become a good swimmer. And the time that you have to put the boat to become a good swimmer, it's pretty significant. But at the same time, I think that if you have good guidance and just the will to improve, you definitely can become a strong swimmer in terms of triathlons. You probably won't be as strong as a swimmer, but we don't have to be. We just have to be good enough for triathlons. And when I started, I remember my average for 100 yards was like 2 minutes or 150, something like that. And over the time that I kept swimming and swimming and swimming to classes, swim stroke analysis, and just kept swimming as much as I could, eventually I managed to drop down to like 1 minute and 10 seconds for 100 yards. So, you know, that took me probably 2-3 years. But if you have the instruction and the will to do it, I'm pretty sure, you know, anyone can become a pretty good swimmer for triathlons.
Talk about how you moved into becoming a coach and how it became a bigger part of your life.
Well, the fact that I came from a background that had nothing to do with triathlons was always interesting to me, because I grew up as a soccer player, which of course everyone in Mexico plays soccer, and I play at the semi-pro level. But then when I stopped, you know, I didn't do anything for a while. But I always was intrigued, as when I pick up the sport triathlons, I noticed that I have certain, you know, skills specifically with running. And I was curious if that was related for all the training that I would do when I was young. And I started, you know, reading more and more and more. I bought different books. I started getting like a little more specialized and getting more technical books. Every time. And also around the time, I got a coach for myself. I wanted to get a little more serious about triathlons. I started even thinking at the time at qualifying to get my professional card. And so I hired a coach and we started working together. And, you know, with all the conversations that we had, he always, you know, mentioned that I had, you know, it would come easy to me to talk about training. And he was sort of like impressed that even though I had very little experience, I could have good conversations and understand, you know, things like sports physiology or the specific concepts about training. So at the end of the first year when I was with the coach, he started suggesting that maybe I could help him manage some of his beginner athletes. And at the same time, I was already considering getting certified. To be honest, at the beginning, I was thinking of getting certified as a coach just to help my own training. But as I keep learning and learning, and I start working with a few friends pro bono, basically just to gain my experience and help them through their experience in racing, I realized that I really like it. It was very rewarding, the fact that, you know, you could help someone overcome whatever obstacles they'll have between, you know, lack of fitness or time availability for training or whatever. But at the end of the day, you could guide them through that journey and help them cross the finish line for whatever race they were doing, either a sprint or an Ironman. And the way, you know, the people, how grateful they are, that was very, very rewarding for me. So it's, after I experienced it, I knew that I would like to do this more formally.
Well, speaking of guidance you give to your people that you're training, what kind of guidance do you give them training in Massachusetts? That's got to be a challenge a few months out of the year.
Yeah. Most of the my coaching approach, I would say it's been a mix of what I learn of people I respect a lot in the sport. My former coach, Kurt Burham, now my business partner, he taught me a lot of things that, you know, he influenced me a lot in the way I coach today. And he's been in New England for, I don't know how many years, but for a long time. And it's definitely a challenge because you have to, you know, deal with the rough winter that we have, and you have to get creative of how to keep your athletes motivated enough through those tough months to keep training. So, but interestingly enough, New England, in particular Boston, has a big triathlon community. People is very active here, and part of the way that you can keep working with your athletes through the winter, it's changing seasons in the sense that you have your triathlon season that we know in New England. It's anywhere between late April to like early September, but then you can switch into another sport like running. You can focus on running after your tri season, and having the Boston Marathon in April, it's a big, big way to keep your athletes motivated, because a lot, they just switch gears, take a little break, and then they start just marathon season, and they start focusing for that. So they just run a lot more. They just maintain their fitness in like swimming and biking. And then by the time the weather starts changing again around April, then they're ready for to log the miles on the swim and the bike, but they already have a great fitness for running. So it makes the transition easier, and it helps them keep, you know, again, motivated and training through the winter.
Jorge, just finally, I want to ask you, going back to where we started, can you contrast what your Friday nights and Saturday mornings are like now as compared to before you went to see that marathon with your friend and kind of changed your lifestyle?
Yeah. Well, totally different, of course. I went from, you know, looking forward to like Thursday or Friday to go out with my friends and just go out of the, you know, the local trendy club and just go out and party and drink until, you know, 2-3 o'clock in the morning, and then be totally useless the next day because you were nursing a hungover and you didn't sleep well, and then, you know, you will pretty much survive through the day, and then eventually by night you will be ready again to do it again. Then my transition into training and racing, it was, you know, a total 180 degrees change, and it went from barely going out, just hanging out with friends, doing something very, very mild, because you wanted to be in bed relatively early by like 10, so you could wake up early at like, you know, 6-7 and go do your training during the weekend, go swimming first and then go do a long ride or, you know, whatever is what you have planned. And I changed like traveling trips with friends to going to only party to now go away to do only training. So, you know, I definitely went from one opposite side to the other. And now it's been like a more balanced situation. You know, I still go out a little bit with my friends and have fun, but I always have very specific things that I want to accomplish with my training. So sometimes I'd rather just stay in and rest so I can be ready to train the next day.
And after you train, compare the experience of going out and enjoying a nice ride or a long run or even, you know, doing something anaerobic, how you feel afterwards on Saturday.
Oh, you get that very nice sense of satisfaction or accomplishment. You know, even some days you just wake up so early. It's like, why am I waking up at 5 a.m. to go ride my bike for 5 hours? And even when you're riding and you're going through those rough, transition or intervals in which you're pushing your body very hard, it's like, do I really enjoy this? Or even at races? But I quickly answer my question. I'm like, yes, I love it. You know, and then it's the whole the pain and the suffering and the sweating and the struggling is just part of the whole enjoyment of it. And after you're done, it's like you sit down. Yes, I did that.
Well, it's a cool story, and we sure appreciate everything you do on Beginner Triathlete. Thanks a lot for your time, and congratulations on being named Beginner Triathlete of the Month.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your time, and please thank Mike and Ron for the opportunity.
That's Jorge Martinez, our Beginner Triathlete of the Month. Make your nomination for BTer of the Month on the BT Forums. Music in today's podcast from the Donis Trio, courtesy of the PodSafe Music Network. Until next time, I'm Kevin Patrick.